Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Lehner now playing left field. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lehner. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to third. Easter moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Mitchell scores. Easter moves to third. Doby moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Easter scores. Doby moves to third. Rosen moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Doby scores. Rosen moves to third. Gordon moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Gordon scores. Boone moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball and throws to Brissy covering. Safe. Boone scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to third. Garcia moves to second. Carl Scheib now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Hegan scores. Garcia moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garcia scores. Mitchell scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 9-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Easter moves to third. It's 10-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Easter scores. Doby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Boone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 14-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball and throws to Scheib covering. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Shibe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shibe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doby moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 18-0, Indians. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. Lehner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lehner. Garcia moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive towards short. Juiced catches it and throws to second to double up Mitchell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray now catching. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallo moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to second for the out. Vallo moves to third. One out. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Juiced hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valo scores. Fain moves to second. It's 18-1, Indians. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Birchi now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Easter strikes out. Astroth drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Easter out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mo Birchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Birchi hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Avila now playing second base. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy strikes out. 1 out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitchell moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mo Birchie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Birchie is 0 for 1 in the game. Birchie takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy who is chasing the ball. Dillinger reaches third base with a triple. Birchie goes all the way around to score. It's 18-2, Indians. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Fain reaches second base with a double. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles, a double, and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitchell scores. Kennedy scores. Easter moves to third. It's 20-2, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got four RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter scores. Avila moves to second. It's 21-2, Indians. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 21, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rosen. Suter moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-3 in the game. Astroth hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra pinch hits for Mo Bertschy. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 21, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.